can the inch-wide, mile-deep principle really work for you and your recruitment business? Hi, I'm Sharon Newitt from Superfast Recruitment with a recruitment marketing update.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newitt. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Today's topic then is about choice and this principle of inch wide, mile deep, and how does it relate to you and your recruitment business? Well, let's face it, today we have got so much choice, which is fantastic. You know, I was watching a program last night with Nigel and Adam. It was a new cookery program. And did you know that there are 42 different kinds of milk available? Unbelievable, isn't it? Now, let's just think about that though. You can buy milk that is lactose free. Now, because there's so much choice, you and I can be so much more specific about the brand and the kind of milk that you buy. I think when I was small, it was Silvertop, full fat, or pasteurized Gold Top. That was it. Now today, your clients have got so much more choice, which means they can also be so much more specific. Imagine yourself 15 years ago, would you have thought that you could actually get a marketing company that just concentrated on marketing recruitment businesses like yours? Probably not, no. Today you can. Now, likewise, your customers are specifically looking for recruitment companies that specialise. And this is where the inch wide, mile deep principle becomes relevant for you and your recruitment business. Because some companies, you know, may well operate in 12, 15 or more sectors. What does that mean for your marketing? It means your marketing budget can be spread across those sectors. You might choose to focus on certain specific sectors. You need to make sure you have expertise across those sectors. Lots and lots of potential ramifications. Now, one of the considerations is people think if they cut away some of those sectors and concentrate on fewer, they might reduce their opportunity for business. Now, here's the real thing. I would challenge that and say the more specific you are, the more focused you are on fewer sectors, the more you can channel your marketing budget and your marketing activities into fewer sectors, such that actually you will find you get more business because people see you as being more specialised. So as you're thinking about your planning for next year, think about your focus on the number of sectors that you've got and how much you want to specialise and how much impact that can make on your marketing being so much easier. I'm Sharon Newing from Superfast Recruitment with a recruitment marketing update. See you soon.